Hello, everyone, and welcome to part two of Chatterbox. With me is John Francis, and he will kick off our next lot of news items by updating you on a range of transport issues.
A park and ride site to the east of Norwich will remain closed due to low passenger numbers, the County Council has announced. Postwick Park and Ride was closed in 2020 to make way for one of the region's first COVID testing sites, and questions have recently been raised over when it might reopen. But it's now been revealed that the travel hub will remain closed until struggles at other sites have subsided. The service has struggled since the reopening of the other sites that serve the city centre, the airport, Thickthorne, Harford and Sproston. While other local bus services have recovered to 75% of pre-COVID passenger numbers, park and ride services remain at 35%. Norfolk County Council is waiting until the four sites in operation reach this 75% mark. Those wanting to travel to Norwich from the east of the city are encouraged to use the Harford or Sproston services. The taxi bus service in Postwick will continue to run.
City folk are being left stranded after cab firms have been forced to reject jobs because of a lack of drivers. Taxi bosses said the number of drivers in Norwich has collapsed by 35% through a range of factors. This includes Brexit, lifestyle choices, costs, licensing and abuse from customers. And in a bid to combat increasing fuel costs and dead miles, companies are picking jobs which are close to each other and rejecting those which come from further afield. A City Council spokesman said there is currently a backlog with license applications which the authority is working through as quickly as possible. This backlog is due to a rise in all license application types, particularly pavement licenses, which has caused additional pressures. The taxi staffing problems have not had an impact on city charities, which support elderly people and those with disabilities, however. This is because charities such as Age UK have partnerships with specialised services such as Door to Door, which provides specific mobility transport.
Lotus Engineering has teamed up with a Swiss-based invention firm in a move to help revolutionise travel, including exploring driverless technology. Although open to all types of inventions, a spokesman for Lotus Engineering said that the firm envisions it will be mainly working with concepts within the transport sector. The spokesman said the range of projects it'll be working on includes everything from e-scooters to driverless trucks. Lotus has embraced pioneering technology within its own vehicles by becoming the first major sports car manufacturer to go fully electric. The firm is looking to make the switch next year, which will see it leading the shift towards electric vehicles.
Ongoing roadworks on a busy city centre road are expected to cause delays. Emergency waterworks are currently taking place on Prince of Wales Road at the junction with Recorder Road, with drivers temporarily banned from turning in and out of a number of roads. Drivers coming from Recorder Road are unable to turn right into Rose Lane and Prince of Wales Road, while those travelling on Prince of Wales Road are banned from turning into Recorder Road. The DL bus stop is also temporarily suspended as part of the works. It comes as work, which is expected to last until Friday, August 19th, takes place opposite the Nelson Hotel. Norfolk County Council has warned drivers to expect delays on the road.
Step back in time and experience the opulent rail travel of the 1930s when the Northern Belle returns to Norwich. The luxury train, which was once part of the Orient Express Group, is running its Christmas lunch experience on Friday, December the 16th. Now, while the festive season is still a way off yet, and people are reaching for sunglasses rather than scarves, this always sells out well in advance. It departs Norwich Station at 12:15 p.m. and goes on a round trip, returning to the city at 4:35 p.m. It also picks up more passengers in Ipswich at 1:25 p.m. and returns there at 5:40 p.m. Passengers will be treated to a champagne reception, 7-course Christmas lunch, including a cheese board and a bottle of wine per couple, with onboard entertainment. The dining train, which will have festive decor, features 1930s-style Pullman carriages named after British castles. Tickets cost £340 per person and can be booked on the Northern Bell website.